This is Fresh Air. Today, rock critic Ken Tucker goes country. He has a review of three new releases from Rodney Crowell, the Jayhawks, and this popular guy, Randy Travis.
It takes all kinds to keep this world in place. It's a fragile balance that lets us swing through space. So everybody's got their job to do. And girl, I guess the job I got is crying over you. And I should get a gold watch.
To look at the country music record charts, you'd have to conclude that the so-called new traditionalism has taken over. Most of the popular young performers today harken back to the country music of the 50s and early 60s, when the music featured pedal steel guitars, not synthesizers, and the singers phrased with a twang, not the anonymous inflections of TV anchor people. The undisputed king of the new traditionalism right now, as he has been for the past 3 years, is Randy Travis.
I've searched the world over all of my life, just looking for something to make my love shine like a candle that burns in the night. But I came up with nothing till I looked in your eyes, deeper and deeper inside. And all of the treasures I found in your soul was like finding a diamond when you're mining for coal.
Randy Travis's new album is called No Holding Back, which I interpret ironically because Travis's appeal is based on holding back. He's perfected a highly stylized restraint in which his lockjaw singing and murmured volume imply great emotions held in check. The unstated message is that if this big, tough, sad-eyed guy ever really spoke what was in his heart, he and it would burst.
Someday, someway, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're gonna need me again. It's just a matter of time. Go home, go on, till you It's just a matter of time.
In contrast to Randy Travis's mannerly machismo, there's the more forthright emotionalism of Rodney Crowell. Crowell's new album, Keys to the Highway, is a crucial one for his career. Crowell spent most of the 80s putting out well-crafted but ultimately dull country rock albums. They were the sort of records that suggested indecision and aesthetic doubt. Then last year, he released Diamonds and Dirt, a much more pure country record, and he suddenly became a star with no less than 5 number one hit singles in a row. As the follow-up to the biggest album of his career, this new Keys to the Highway has to prove that Crowell is no commercial fluke.
Travel lightly in my heart. You and I will never part. And far beyond this world we see, there's a place for you and me. And I thank my lucky star, we had a chance to heal our scars. Now I don't have to hang my head over things I wish I'd said.
Crowell is married to Roseanne Cash, a bigger star and a more consistent hitmaker, as well as being the daughter of Johnny Cash. Rodney Crowell is thus rooted in the music through both his family ties and his 20-year career as a Nashville songwriter and producer. Not rooted in the music at all are the Jayhawks, a quartet from Minneapolis. The Jayhawks are led by lead singer and songwriter Mark Olson, and they approach country from a generation once removed. They don't emulate Merle Haggard, they emulate rocker Graham Parsons, who emulated Merle Haggard. In other musicians, this sort of thing can lead to cheap self-consciousness and an arty falseness. But Mark Olson has the ability to back up his passion with original melodies and vivid lyrics. Don't expect to hear the Jayhawk style of country rock on the same country radio stations that revere Randy Travis, but a song such as Dead End Angel is as strong as contemporary country music gets.
Go to sleep, my dead end angel. Say good night, dear precious one. For I know you're empty handed. And all the police carry guns. Whisper to me.
We're listening to the Jayhawks from their new album, Blue Earth. Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Village Voice, LA Weekly, and Spin. This is Fresh Air.